Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Nar Trees podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book, Venture Meets Mission by Arun Gupta, Gerard George, and Thomas J. Feuer is a contemporary business and public policy book that examines how entrepreneurship and government can work together to solve large societal problems. Published by Stanford University Press, it argues that the most consequential challenges of the coming decades, including climate, cybersecurity, public health, food systems, and education, are too large for any one sector to address alone. The authors propose that aligning people, purpose, and profit is not a slogan but an operating discipline that can help translate innovation into durable, scalable outcomes. A central emphasis is rebuilding trust across business, government, and society so the collaboration becomes possible at speed and at scale. Drawing on experience spanning Silicon Valley innovation, venture capital, and federal government leadership, the book blends framework-driven guidance with illustrative stories of entrepreneurs and public leaders working at the venture mission intersection. The result is a practical, optimistic roadmap for mission-driven innovation and modern public-private partnership. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, rebuilding trust across business, government, and society. A foundational claim of Venture Meets Mission is that trust is the enabling condition for effective cross-sector problem-solving. The book frames business, government, and society as interdependent actors that often hold misaligned incentives and mutual preconceptions, creating friction that slows innovation and undermines legitimacy. Rather than treating government as simply a regulator or obstacle, the authors argue for a more realistic view of government as a potential partner, customer, and scale platform when missions are clearly defined. Trust in this context is practical, as well as moral entrepreneurs must believe institutions can be navigated predictably, while public leaders must believe private actors can contribute without eroding public value. The book emphasizes that rebuilding trust requires clearer expectations, transparency in decision-making, and repeatable collaboration mechanisms. By focusing on trust as an operational asset, the authors position collaboration not as a rare exception driven by charismatic individuals, but as a capability that ecosystems can build. This theme sets up the rest of the book by explaining why alignment fails and what must be repaired before mission and venture can reliably reinforce each other. Secondly, mission venturing as a model for scaling impact. The authors introduce a framework often described as mission venturing, where entrepreneurs work with government to create value and scale impact. The core idea is that venture-style innovation excels at experimentation, speed, and productization, while government can provide reach, convening power, and durable demand when public missions are at stake. In this model, the mission is not a vague intention, but a concrete societal outcome that guides priorities, partnerships, and measurement. The book encourages readers to see public sector engagement as a design choice early in a venture, not an afterthought once a product exists. It also highlights that impact at societal scale usually requires navigating procurement, compliance, public accountability, and multi-stakeholder coordination, areas that differ from typical consumer startup playbooks. Mission venturing, therefore, demands new competencies, understanding policy contexts, building credibility with public counterparts, and structuring collaborations that protect public interest while enabling innovation. By presenting mission venturing as a repeatable approach rather than a one-off collaboration, the book offers a language and logic for turning public problems into investable, executable pathways without abandoning purpose or financial sustainability. Thirdly, building ecosystems that connect innovation to public missions beyond individual ventures. Venture Meets Mission focuses on the ecosystem conditions that make mission-oriented innovation more likely to succeed. The book argues that solving complex societal challenges requires networks that connect entrepreneurs, investors, universities, government agencies, nonprofits, and communities. These ecosystems reduce transaction costs by creating shared norms, clearer pathways for partnership, and trusted intermediaries who can translate across sectors. The authors highlight that government can play a catalytic role, not only through funding or regulation, but also by signaling priorities, creating demand, and convening partners around measurable missions. At the same time, the book recognizes that ecosystems fail when incentives are misaligned, when timelines clash, or when stakeholders cannot agree on what success looks like. A practical implication is that leaders must design collaboration structures that survive leadership changes and news cycles. The ecosystem lens also helps readers avoid over-romanticizing entrepreneurship as the sole driver of change. Instead, innovation is treated as a system output that depends on talent pipelines, institutional readiness, and channels that can move solutions from pilots to broad adoption. This topic clarifies why scalable impact is as much about coordination as it is about invention. Fourthly, leadership lessons from venture capital and federal experience. The book draws on the author's professional background spanning venture capital, Silicon Valley, and senior-level federal work to extract leadership lessons suited to mission-venture collaboration. A recurring message is that cross-sector leadership requires fluency in multiple operating cultures. Entrepreneurs are often trained to move fast, optimize for product-market fit, and iterate through ambiguity, while public institutions are built to balance competing interests, ensure fairness, and manage risk in the open. Venture Meets Mission encourages leaders to bridge these differences rather than dismiss them. It emphasizes setting shared goals, defining responsibilities clearly, and creating communication practices that reduce misunderstandings. The book also underscores that credibility is earned differently in each domain. Private sector traction and investor confidence do not automatically translate into public trust, and public authority does not automatically translate into innovation capability. Effective leaders, therefore, cultivate legitimacy on both sides through consistency, transparency, and respect for constraints. Another important lesson is that optimism must be paired with realism. The authors present collaboration as achievable, but demanding, requiring patience with process and an ability to design arrangements that align incentives. These leadership insights help readers move from abstract calls for partnership to practical behaviors that enable it. Lastly, career and civic purpose. In an era of societal disruption, Venture Meets Mission speaks directly to students, young professionals, and entrepreneurial leaders who want their work to matter. The book frames current geopolitical, environmental, and technological shifts as a moment that calls for renewed public-spirited ambition, including greater openness to government service and public problem-solving roles. Rather than positioning purpose and profit as opposites, it argues they can be mutually reinforcing when anchored to missions that society values and when collaboration is built on trust. The authors encourage readers to think about impact not only in terms of founding startups, but also through joining institutions, shaping policy, investing, or building bridges between sectors. This broadens the definition of entrepreneurship to include institution building and ecosystem shaping. The book also highlights why government can be a high-leverage arena for ambitious talent. It influences rules, markets, and priorities that determine whether innovations reach the people who need them. By connecting personal career choices to societal outcomes, the book functions as both a strategic guide and a call to action. It invites readers to pursue paths where innovation is measured not only by growth, but also by public value and resilience. In conclusion, Venture Meets Mission is best suited for readers who want a practical understanding of how mission-driven innovation can scale through collaboration with government. Entrepreneurs and startup leaders will gain a clearer view of government not merely as regulation to overcome, but as a potential partner that can accelerate adoption and expand impact when missions align. Investors and business executives will find a framework for thinking about purpose and profit as complementary, especially in domains where public priorities shape markets. Policymakers and public officials can use the book to understand how venture methods, experimentation, and private sector talent can support public missions without sacrificing accountability. The intellectual benefit is a more realistic map of the business-government-society triangle, centered on trust as an operational requirement rather than a soft aspiration. Practically, the book helps readers anticipate cultural differences, incentive conflicts, and ecosystem gaps that can derail collaboration. It stands out among purpose-oriented business books by emphasizing the mechanics of public-private partnership and the scale role of government, rather than focusing only on corporate responsibility or individual social enterprise. Its optimistic stance is grounded in execution, making it a useful guide for anyone trying to turn societal challenges into coordinated action. If you would like to support Arangupta, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.